Amen. All right. We're going to try our best to bring us a message from the Word of the Lord. It's good to be here this morning. I certainly enjoy the singing. And I enjoy what I feel. I feel the presence of the Lord. And we had a good day yesterday, had baptizing. That was a wonderful, wonderful time. And we had a good service last night. But that was yesterday. Today's the day. And you pray for us just for a few minutes. I preached last Sunday on two seeds, a corruptible seed and an incorruptible seed. The incorruptible seed will live forever. But we're going to back up. We ain't going to go there. But we want to back up in the first chapter of Peter. First Peter. In the third verse, we'll start a reading. And the Bible said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundantly mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the powers of God, through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein, yea, greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trying of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ, though having not seen, yea love, though now yea see him not, yet believe, yea rejoice." But I want us to go back to Nahum. I want us to notice the Bible said, "Blessed be the God and the Father of Jesus Christ. He had begotten us again. To inherit is incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, is reserved in heaven for you." I'm glad for that today, that the world cannot take it away. I'm glad to be born again of a seed, a righteous seed, that will live forever, a lively hope. We've been saved and set apart. Today the world is going down the broad road of sin. And there's no hope for everlasting life with Jesus. Except we repent of our sins. And except we build our faith. The Bible said that we build our faith and we rejoice with great joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. Today there's inheritance, and I'm glad that when we got saved, we inherited eternal life. The Bible said, but the word of the Lord endure forever, and this is the word which by the gospel we preach unto you. I'm glad today to be able to just preach the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith which we build up in Jesus, being much more precious than of gold. All the money that this world holds, I cannot buy our way into the fours of glory. But today, our faith being much more precious than of gold. Gold perish. Our faith will live forever.
We live and we toil. We work. It's a joy to serve Jesus. If we are serving Jesus for the right reason, put everything of the world aside and put our trust and our beings in Him that is able to save us from this sin-cursed world. He come to Calvary. He bled and died. We, me and you, might have a right to eternal life. The Bible said, we don't see Him, but we love Him. Listen, we believe upon Him unto death. Listen, this way, it's getting a little better every day. Every day of our life. You know, I never thought much about it back in their younger days. But now, whenever our race is almost run, I think more about it. Listen, over yonder, whenever the Lord has called our loved ones home, I've got a longing to go to the other side. Not only just to see them, but I want to see Jesus, the man who come and bled and died. I got faith. Listen, because I've got a lively hope. I've got a promise, and I build on that. I believe on that. Whenever the trying times come, whenever the storm of life rages, whenever I think there's just no hope, I begin to think of the lively hope that Jesus distilled in us. Whenever we set apart and we put our aim towards the full of glory, I think about the lively hope. Listen, hope, sin. I know in this life, listen, that we have trouble and sorrow and disappointments. We heard, listen, we have things happen as we get older in life. It seems like that we just begin to fall apart. But there's a day, the Bible said, and I hear a voice from heaven saying unto me, right, blessed are the dead which died in the Lord. From henceforth, they say, the Spirit, that they might rest from their labor and their work. I do follow them. Listen, blessed is a man that died in the Lord. We're just a working and a laboring. Listen, and a working on faith. We building our faith. We got a greater lively hope today than we had whenever we begun to walk and that for Jesus. Because we have seen so many things come to pass. Alone, that's already gone. Brother, that we'll have to go one day after a while. I want to read. I may be about a man. The Bible said this. I said, the Apostle Paul, I said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Listen, I have kept the faith. There's faith. There's hope in Jesus. As I read about the scripture, whenever I read how that He was suffered in this life, and they abused and accused Him. Listen, He looked to the Father who has sent Him, who loved so much that He was willing to give His only begotten Son to whosoever I will believe in Him and call upon Him. Listen, my how a right to the eternal life. I can say Jesus, how frail He must have been. of suffering, of pushing on. Listen, and how they went to the cross. Don't you know of that body being a fleshly body suffered and hurt for me and you. The pain was so great. The boys, whenever he was laid down in the tomb, and on the third day I arose again. I never hurt no more. I never to be disappointed no more. Whenever way I first of all, he said, the time of his departure is at hand. I'm here to tell you today, the time of our departure is at hand. We don't know if it's going to be tonight, tomorrow. Love ones have done it, gone on. Listen, Apostle Paul, he said there was a crown of life laid up for him, but not only him, whosoever would believe and come on home. There's eternal life laid up, and we could be together again. We would know each other as we're known. I'm made to believe. I don't believe that we'll be in some kind of spirit that will float out in space. I believe I will actually see Jesus and know who he is. I believe I will see my loved one, friend who I've known down here. I believe I will see them not hurting no more. I believe I can actually go up and maybe talk with them. I don't know how things are going to be. I do know and I believe with all of my heart that it will be better than it is here.
Amen.
We don't have the hope for tomorrow.
Amen.
Listen, you may wake up in the morning and you may be paralyzed or have be eaten up with cancer. I don't know. I'm in some kind of a deadly disease. But there's hope in serving God. In this world, a man is born to woman has a few days and full of trouble here. But one day on the other side, I will be glad that we died in the Lord.
Amen.
He said, blessed. He said, rightly saying, blessed is a man that died in the Lord. His works to follow him. And I'm glad that one day we will never hurt no more. We will never be disappointed no more. This world is full of disappointments, and we can't please nobody. Listen, but whenever we live and please God, we don't have to worry about nobody else.
That's right,
because our home awaits for us.
Yes.
It's reserved in heaven. There's a home. I ain't going to say a mansion. I don't know what's there. Jesus said there in my Father's house there are many mansions. But listen, there's a place. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And whatever's there will be far better than here. We'll never have to get sick no more. Listen, we won't have to hear bad news about loved ones, somewhere getting in trouble. All of these things will be passed away. There's an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. Is reserved in heaven for people like you and me that's prayed and are building on faith. And that day, our faith being much more precious than a gold that fadeth away. Our faith will not fade away. That lively hope will not fade away as long as we keep it renewed up. Keep a going on, regardless of what the world does or says. I want to go home.
Amen.
I want to go home to be with the Lord.
regardless what people do. Listen, and maybe, just maybe, through our effort to make heaven is a witness to somebody that you wouldn't even think about. A loved one's are watching you. Somebody is watching me and you. So build your faith on things eternal. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be saved today. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've my wretched soul. I've made me to know. And I've got confidence. That He forgive me of my sins. And establish my goings in Him. I don't know about you. But I've got a greater longing. To go yonder. To the great beyond. The place I've never seen. Ears have never heard. It's never entered in. To the heart of man. What things that God has in store for them that will serve Him. Them that will press on through the storms of life. Whenever the clouds is hanging low and you feel like there's no hope, I just lift up your eyes to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. I lean on Him. It's going to be over one day after a while. There's home. He said, do not let our hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you, and I believe that. I don't believe that Jesus would lie to us. He died for us. So, build your hope, a lively hope, on things eternal. They'll never fade, will never pass away. Silver and gold will vanish. Let your faith being tried in the fire. And I'm satisfied to know and believe that your faith, you have stormed in your life, and your faith was tried even by fire. But you're being overcomers. You're overcomers by believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of Man, and He lives and reigns in our being. He keeps us pushing forward. I to see the sun coming up tomorrow. One day I will see Him as an everlasting sun. I will come up. Tomorrow we'll never have to go down no more. But we'll live forever. Listen, a seed, corruptible, not corruptible seed, but incorruptible, is searching for a city whose builder and maker is God. So, through our life, we've come to the place that, kind of like Paul, and I look back that, you know, I never thought much about it a long time ago. But now Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now, would you?
Amen.
I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Because my home has been bought and paid for with the precious blood of the Lamb. He shed for me. And it's for my taking. But I've got to get there. I got to hold faithful. And listen. He said, little children, go and sin not. But if you would, if you do, and know we will come short from time to time, he said, you have an advocate with the Father. Just pray, ask the Lord to forgive us and help us to not make that mistake no more. My, what a God. What a loving Savior that we have. We ought to be the happiest people that they are on the face of the earth, because our name is written in the book of life through the blood of the Lamb. Ain't you happy to be saved?
Amen.
Amen. If you're here today and you're not saved, or Maybe you got a battle. Maybe you got a battle so big you can't fight it by yourself. Give to Jesus. And He will help you with it. He said, lay all your cares upon me. I cure for you. Listen. When we come and lay our cares upon Him, lay our burdens to Him, He's able to take care of it. But we got to suffer affliction. We have many things that we have to suffer. Get up tomorrow and maybe your battle will be a little greater than yesterday. But He's the same Jesus tomorrow as He is today. Amen. And He was yesterday. He's a very pleasant help in a time of trouble. So the greater the battle, just move in close to Jesus and call on Him. Trust in Him a little more, because we still, through all of our trouble and sorrow, our hope gets greater every day. It's a lively hope. I'm glad for a lively hope, aren't you?
Amen.
I would like for us to stand together. And if you need to pray, whatever you need Jesus for today, He's a pleasant help. He's a pleasant help in a time of trouble. And we are in trouble in this world. As long as we are in this world, we are in trouble. But Jesus will see us through. Jesus will see us all the way. If you have a need to pray, I don't know what your situation is. And you might have had it on your mind for a long time. I just need to turn everything over to Jesus. I can't keep from thinking about a lively hope that we have through Jesus. And it gets sweeter every day. Blessed is a man that died in the Lord. Gone to his long home. In a heartbeat, he's healed from every disease he's had. He's healed from the loneliness that a loved one left you with. Yet nobody can fulfill that loneliness but Jesus. He's the only one. If you have a need, you believe I preached the truth this morning, if you have a need, come.